This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He denies doing anything wrong, but today former President Trump will fly from Florida to New York, where he will face charges tomorrow in the hush money case. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
Trump flies to New York Monday, where security is tight, spends the night at Trump Tower. Tuesday, the former president goes to court for booking, arraignment, and the unsealing of his indictment.
Where we stand before the judge, we say not guilty. We set schedules to file motions and whatnot or discovery, and we move forward and get out of there.
That's his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He wants the indictment before asking for dismissal, change of venue, or any other legal moves.
We're way too early to start deciding what motions we're going to file or not file.
Julie Walker, New York.
At least 32 people are known dead in those vicious storms that rolled across a wide part of the country over the past few days, from the south and the Midwest into the Northeast. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes hit 11 states and destroyed homes and businesses. Maria Wright is looking at her damaged home in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
It is amazing to see the devastation. I had no idea that it could look this bad.
She talked to KATV in Little Rock. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders was in hard-hit Wynn, Arkansas.
Obviously, this is just an unbelievably tragic moment for our state, but what I found to be so amazing are the people who are stepping up, not just from this community, but across all of Arkansas, coming together and helping build their neighbors up.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she was heard there on KAIT-TV in Arkansas. Russia is blaming Ukraine for a bombing attack that killed a well-known Russian military blogger who supported Moscow's war in Ukraine. This is AP News. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican after being hospitalized. The AP's Mimi Montgomery.
Pope Francis presides over Palm Sunday Mass after being discharged from hospital.
In nome del Padre, del Figlio, e dello Spirito Santo.
Bundled in a long white coat, Pope Francis gives Mass in St. Peter's Square before tens of thousands of faithful a day after leaving a Rome hospital treated for bronchitis. His voice sounds strong at the start of the service, but quickly turns hoarse. The 86-year-old left hospital Saturday after receiving antibiotics intravenously. Palm Sunday Mass, one of the longest in the Catholic Church calendar, opened his busy Holy Week schedule. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Police in Connecticut have charged two people with cutting thousands of fiber optic cables, knocking out internet service for thousands, more than 40,000 homes and businesses. Norwalk police say both suspects are from Asheville, North Carolina. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.